latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. And Anderlecht are reportedly keen to rescue Man City defender Jason Denayer from his current loan spell at Turkish giants Galatasaray. The Belgium international has started just six times for Gala since joining them back in August and is concerned his lack of game time may impact his chances of going to next summer's World Cup. Reports in Denayer's homeland suggest that Anderlecht have an opening and will be speaking to City over the possibility of taking the 22-year-old from his second spell in Turkey. Meanwhile, İlkay Gündoğan insists the Premier League title race is not over despite City moving 11 points clear at the top. Pep Guardiola's informed side took their winning run to a record 14 top-flight matches within a single season by defeating their arch-rivals United 2-1 at Old Trafford. Gundogan kept quiet regards rumours of a bust-up between the two sides after the game, but was open when it was put to him that many say the title race is effectively over, given their 11-point cushion over second-place United after 16 games. Speaking on the title race, Gundogan said, "It doesn't feel like that, to be honest. It feels like we gained three very important points, not more, not less. Of course, we are very happy about the way we played." And finally, striker Sergio Aguero could be allowed to leave City, according to latest reports. The 29-year-old will only be sold if the Blues can secure the signature of Arsenal forward Alexis Sanchez. Real Madrid do remain keen on a possible deal for the Argentine striker, and Real president Florentino Perez is reportedly a big admirer of City's record goalscorer. And according to reports, Pep Guardiola has already given the green light for Aguero to open talks with Los Blancos, although the deal does hinge on Sanchez joining City.